16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up, the show that's a whole lot. Whole lot of feelings, whole lot of emotions, whole lot of talking about very little. We break down the things that are important to us, not things that are important in the world. And today we have a little bit of a part two. We have a little bit of a revisit, okay? Because we had talked a little bit back and forth about some seasonal things and everything, but today we bring it home with what I would consider the final form of those things, why people enjoy those seasons, right? Today, it's going to be cabins in the mountains versus
beach houses. Get into it. How wrong can Josh be in 2 weeks? Back to back.
Okay. So I'm guessing that means that you want to go first then.
You're so positive.
That I'm wrong. So I'm excited to hear. If anything, I feel like I have a front seat. Tell me how wrong I am so that I can tell you how none of that applies. Go ahead.
Listen, it's not that you're wrong. It's that you're not right. You know what I mean?
No, don't do that either. If you want to take me out with logic, you got to do it. You got to do it top to bottom.
First of all, when in the history of you knowing me, have I always gone pure logic?
I'm just saying, you're saying how wrong I am.
But I'm talking about in general over the history of the podcast. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not just today. It's not just last episode. It's every episode. And it's every episode.
What are you saying?
Listen, I'm just concerned for you.
You're concerned for me. You should be concerned for yourself. All right.
Whoa, first of all, you've had
plenty of episodes where you did well, where you got the people on your side. And I think that maybe you've underestimated that I make good points too. Sometimes I pick things that people also like, you know,
talking about
every episode. Yeah.
You make great points, but they're just not right. You see what I'm saying? Like, you make great points, but you just don't win. It's like a debate. You get points. It's like, you know, there's a knockout and then there's like a TKO. It's like, oh, you won this boxing match because of footwork. You know what I mean?
So tell me what's so great about beach houses.
Well, I just don't understand why I have to even just field these questions. Because it's like, first of all, it's the motherfucking beach. So like, I don't even understand. It's like people are like, oh, there's sand. It's like, you sound stupid. Shut up. There's dirt everywhere. Sand is just a different kind of dirt.
Yeah, it's just loose dirt.
This is loose dirt. There's soil. There's dirt. There's sand. Okay? Yeah.
Sand is the herpes of dirt. All right? It's going to get in and it's going to be hard to get out. You're not even going to know that you have it until, you know, you take your shoes off. It's a pain.
No. We act like that sand is this mysterious creature that goes bump in the night. It'll just roll up on you and be like, you didn't even know that I was here. I'm sand. Like, no. You know where the hell sand came from? You went to the beach, didn't you? Ba-da! There's sand. Okay? Then mm-hmm. listen, you have to, if you don't know the secrets of getting the sand off of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to let the wind do a lot of the work, okay? You got to shake stuff out before you put it in the car. But also, when you went to the beach, you knew you was going to get some sand, okay? This is just part of the experience. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to a bar, somebody might spill a drink on you, but you still go to a bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if someone spills a drink, you're like, oh, wow, this is crazy. But if you're sitting in a Golden Corral and somebody spills a drink on you, that's going to be very unexpected.
Look, if you are sitting at a Golden Corral and you were upset about any outside forces coming at you and doing any form of damage to your person, your belongings, what you're wearing, then you are the one that's out of order. All right. When you go to a Golden Corral, you truly take your life into your own hands. All for some what? Some crab legs? Were the crab legs really worth it?
Do they have crab legs at a Golden
I don't know if they have crab legs. I feel like I might also be confusing Golden Corral with a different place that I saw a fight over crab legs.
Was that a Chinese buffet?
No, but it was a buffet for sure. And it was people. At first, it was just tongs, a lot of tongs like snipping at each other, like pop, 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 pop. And then a couple hands, and then some tongs caught some hands, and then some hands caught some hands, and then everybody caught hands.
Wow, what a song. Did you know that we're out of crab?
Who's we?
Like as a culture, like as a people, like as human beings, the crab is gone.
Wait, what?
You look up.
What are you saying right now? So you're saying we are out of crab.
Like, I think all this, like, there's a billion crabs that we don't have. I didn't make this up. This is an article. Look it up on the internet.
I'm not saying you're making anything up. I'm trying to understand how much out of crab we are. When you say do you mean America?
They're saying that billions of snow crabs have disappeared from the waters around Alaska. Scientists say overfishing is not the cause.
Oh, it's. I wish it was us. It's worse that it's not us.
Ooh.
So then, wait. If you go to one of these crab places and you order crab, is it not crab?
Well, I think we just found this out like a month ago.
So
the shock and awe of many billions missing from the population is worth noting. That includes all the females and babies. The Bristol Bay Red King crab harvest will also be closed for the second year in a row, the agencies announced. Oh, shit.
I mean, it looks like cabins just got a little bit more appealing. All right. There's going to be no crab. Because, I mean, come on. You got to go to the cold now.
First of all, this was snow crab. This wasn't hot crab. Okay.
You get crabs hot, though. I'm saying if things that come to the beach are dying off, right? So if there's no more crabs just going to be running around scooting at the beach, right?
No. These are different crabs. These are Alaskan snow crabs.
It's only the Alaskan ones that are disappearing.
Yes, it's only the Alaskan ones. There's billions of them missing. They don't know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they just need to turn left. I don't know where. I'm not a scientist, obviously. I was a theater major. But you having a good seafood treat is one of my favorite parts of going to the beach. Because I can tell you, I don't know what black people are going to do if we're out of snow crab.
That's also my concern.
As soon as I heard it, I was like,
that means the gumbo is going to be lacking.
Bro.
It means the buffets are going to be weak.
It means your crab boils is going to be a problem.
Yeah, we need more black climate scientists specifically for this. Skip all the other stuff. Even if we're going to die in a decade, go ahead, skip all that. Tell us how to get the snow crabs back. I'll tell you what.
Hmm.
I'm gonna help you out right now, and I'm going to tell you why cabins in the mountains are superior. You won't even have to worry about any of this. Dual say, you come to a cabin, you chilling.
No, this is not a beach problem. This is not a beach house problem.
The beaches are a problem. The beach houses are a problem. Okay. No. You can't. Hey, because I'll tell you right now. The beach house, let's talk about it for a second. Let's talk about the dangers. Okay. Let's talk about just the dangers. You know, a beach house, I'm going to go to the beach every day. Oh, I'm so happy, right? Sharks. Yes. You got sharks. Okay. You already got the sharks. Then you got the storms. You really want to be there during a storm? When you're in a cabin in the mountains, tell me what variables.
Bears?
Are you serious? Bears. There are way more sharks than there are bears eating people, attacking people, slapping people.
No, there are not. People interact with bears way more than they interact with sharks.
Crazy people on purpose, yes.
No. You are more likely to get stung by a bee than get attacked by a shark. People always use a shark equivalency. It's like, oh, I get attacked by a shark. Bitch, you could have gotten a car accident on the way here. Because you know people are provoking sharks. Let's not act like that. But also, so you can't say, oh, you got attacked by a bear because you're provoking a bear. No, sometimes bears ain't here with the shits.
Okay,
if bears
but...
let you know, I'm not here to play with you. You should have opened this trash can. You knew I was coming. Stop playing with me. Don't act like the people ain't getting attacked by bears.
Yeah, but...
There's also panthers. There's panthers. There's mountain lions. There are very aggressive deer. Like, there are way more animals that can attack you in the mountains than can attack you in the ocean.
So we really going to skip jellyfish. We really going to skip stingrays. We
sharks,
really going to skip...
sharks, jellyfish.
Huh?
You can see a jellyfish coming up. All you got to do is just swim away from a jellyfish.
All you got to do is not run up on a mountain lion. Like
mountain lions run. Mountain lions run up on you.
I've never heard of a person getting attacked by a mountain lion the way I have a shark. I feel like mountain lion is the lowest on this list.
Is it?
I don't know. I bet you, here's the thing I will say. I can already concede this point technically that I feel like we don't hear about them as often, but I can see how people be going to those national parks and be touching bears and rubbing up on bears and stuff, and then bears slap them and accidentally kill them, right?
Yep.
But that's still not a cabin, though. The national parks is not a cabin bear.
So are we talking about houses in the mountains or the mountains as a concept, as a label?
Oh, houses in the mountains. Because we're not just talking about the beach right now. We're talking about beach houses.
Okay, so we're talking about beach homes.
Yeah, beach homes. That's why I brought up the storms. Because I was like, guys, this is great property to own in between hurricane seasons.
I mean, listen, don't tornadoes go to mountains?
Do they?
I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist.
I feel like this is going to sound real dumb. I'm probably going to get judged in the comments, but I feel like when the tornado hits the mountain just break it all up. Like it hits and it even storms, but it doesn't like go through. It doesn't like hopscotch up the mountain to keep destroying stuff.
The way that it does on a flat land.
Yeah. Because tornadoes don't have legs like that. Like, it's not like a Tasmanian devil that's just going to jump up and keep spinning.
Because hurricanes just go.
Hurricanes go in a way that, like, feels disrespectful. Like, I grew up in Louisiana, so I've witnessed hurricanes just act like buildings weren't in the way.
Yes. But I've never seen, like, I've seen a tornado, right? Because when we moved back to Miami, there weren't any major hurricanes that hit while we lived there.
Okay.
But we moved there right after Hurricane Andrew, which devastated all of South Florida. I understand, like, having a beach house, like, yeah, it's like you're worried about flooding. You're worried about hurricanes. But, like, when you live in a cabin, it's, you know, you have to worry about forest fires. You have to worry about, you know, snow can get heavy. Snow can melt if there's, you know, it could cause a lot of water damage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's different hazards that you have with living in both places. What I can say is that, one, I don't believe to go into the mountains in the summer in the same way that it is pointless to go to the beach in the winter.
Okay. So like, we're still leaning on seasonal peaks.
Yeah, because it's like the beach is the most enjoyable when you can, you know, legs out, titties out, you hopping in and out of this ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as someone who thinks that a vacation in the summertime is only a beach. Having a beach house in a place that's not, like, I've been to a beach house in, like, Atlantic City, and I'm like, that wasn't, like, the old Jersey Shore situation. I'm just like, I know y'all don't know no better. That's why you think this is nice. Also, Yankee beaches are just not great anyway.
Where's the best beach to you?
Oh, you're giving me a Caribbean. You're giving me, you know, the, like, Marco Island in Florida is gorgeous. Dauphin Island is pretty in Alabama. Like, the Gulf is very pretty because it's, like, they're really clear water. And when you go to, like, Fort Lauderdale, like, Ola Beach, Biscayne Bay, South Beach, like, the Keys are very beautiful. When I went to Turks and Caicos, oh, my God, that was fucking gorgeous. So, yeah, like, a clear water sitch, you know what I mean? But, like, also the good thing about being a beach house is, like, that thing that people talk about, like, you know, having to drag stuff down to the beach and, you know, the sand and all of that. It's when you don't have to tote stuff back to the car, it's a totally different campaign. Like, I had a condo in Tybee Island, I think, for my 2019. So I think my 37th birthday, I think, maybe 36, 37. One of those. We just had a condo just across the street because all the ones on the beach were like timeshares and shit. So we couldn't get in. So all we were just across the street. And as somebody who grew up going to Tybee Island, and it was, we drove down for the day, or we would go up to Hilton Head and we drove down, and then you spend all day at the beach. You have to tote everything back to the car and then drive 4 hours back to Atlanta. So be able to just cross the street and go to the beach and then go back inside was amazing. But, like, as a kid, so when I was, like, 9, 10 years old, we lived on North Miami Beach. So, like, we lived in the, so you ever see that show Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Yeah.
That's what we were. So it's like we lived in this hotel.
Okay.
We had the kitchen. The housekeepers would watch us. German tourists taught me how to swim. There's like a shopping mall on the bottom. It's still there, actually. There's like a shopping mall on the bottom floor. And every day I would just go swimming in the ocean or swimming in the pool. And this was like, I think, all of fourth grade for me. Like, most of fourth grade for me. Mm-hmm. Or at least half of it. So I've lived on the beach. Your girl has had a life, Joshua.
No, I believe you. I guess my thing is, when it comes to a cabin for me, there's a fireplace, all right? There are cozy places to read, okay? I can stay nice and warm, right? And I'm not talking about hot. I'm not talking about beach hot, sweltering, burning my skin. I'm talking about a nice, warm throw over me, right? Like a little throw, or even an Afghan on me. Okay, I'm smelling scented candles.
My question is: are you holding a cup of tea with both hands?
If I need to. If I must, then I must. I'm telling you.
Oh, you make me so worried.
I feel like even if I can get one of those, what were they called? Snuggies? Ooh, a Snuggie in a cabin.
Are Snuggies still out here?
A Snuggie is definitely out here as seen on TV.
Come through as seen on TV.
As worn by me, I will lay. I will lay on a couch.
We lay.
Reading. In a cabin.
I have done the cabin thing, right?
Okay.
I've done the cabin thing with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote.
Jeez. You know,
it was a couple's thing. Oh my God, the wildest thing was said to me. There was this gentleman, you know what? Never mind. And so, you know what? Fuck it, because it's wild. So someone there was making chicken pot pie for dinner, but like a big one for us to share, because there were like six of us.
Yeah.
And one of the guys in the group said he couldn't have chicken because he and chicken had the same blood type.
So what was actually happening was that this person that was brought by another person.
His wife.
His wife has been married to a chicken this entire time. And didn't know.
She's Gonzo.
She's out here. And that's messed up of him, too, because that means that he's really fallen in love with the oppressor. All right. Because
that's hilarious.
Because he's probably been sitting there. Yeah. People have just been eating his cousins, everything. He didn't say anything at the table, you know. And I'll go as far to say it. I'll say it right now. And people may be thinking I'm going too far, but I don't care. All right. I don't know this person at all. But this person that you're talking about that was on this trip with you, that's a house chicken, okay?
Sixteenth Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I saw this and I was trying to figure out, I remember we had a record today. So one of my friends posted something on Instagram. I had to let Grind Josh know about.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me.
Music, all right? When I say music, when I say bars, all right? The only thing harder than these bars are prison bars, okay? And they're the prison of not living up to your potential, all right? If you want to stay locked up in mediocrity, if you want to stay in the clink, all right, you want to stay, wait, don't make me laugh. You want to stay in the clink of the mundane, all right? Do you want to stay in the pen of the practically not even here, all right? Or do you want to break loose? Do you want to unchain yourself? Do you want to unbound yourself by grabbing a little bit of discipline, grabbing a pinch of persistence, grabbing a whole bowl. You ready? A whole bowl of can't stop me, won't stop me. So we take the can't stop me, won't stop me. We grab the pinch of persistence. We grab the little bit of discipline. Okay.
Oh,
and you stir it up with a spoon.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what the spoon made of, right? You already know what the spoon made of. Mm-mm. You already know. You can guess if you want. You already know.
Dedication?
Nah, wood. All right. You got You're going to take a wooden spoon, all right?
Listen.
And you're going to stir. And when I say stir, sometimes people stir in life. Sometimes when people stir, they stir until their arm is tired, until their wrist is weary, okay? But what you really got to do, you got to stir until you know beyond shadow of a doubt that it's mixed, it's seasoned, it's ready, it's warm, it's not hot, you know? And if it was cold, maybe you stirred it up fast enough, you got it hot again.
I can't with you.
Bless. We're blessed right now.
How does your brain do this?
Do what? Grind? You know? I wish, honestly, Dulce, I wish I knew another way.
I cannot imagine what the person listening to this is thinking. Because it's like, is it beach? Houses? Or not? It's like, what are you?
No, it's cabins. It's cabins all day. Nothing like a snowy little walk, you know? Can see your footprints in the ice.
I can see my footprints in sand.
Mm-hmm. And you got that sand all between your toes. All right. It's never coming out. It ain't ever coming out. It's never coming out. All right. As soon as you get it in there, it's in there.
What I'm looking for is I started out with two sets of footprints. Okay. I want to see that two set of footprints.
And then turn to one.
And you know what happened then?
Hmm.
That's when he carried me.
You know? Do you know why he carried you? Because that sand was dirty, all right?
Are you saying you don't like being barefoot, Josh?
I don't mind it, but I'm not like...
I mean, I know you have tiny feet.
Hey, don't put that out there. Because you know people are never going to see my feet. So the last thing I need them thinking is that half my shoe's not real. You know what I mean?
Wearing a woman size 6.
Look, I'm never telling you anything.
I've seen your shoes.
Hey, look, I'm doing my best, all right? I just don't
love...
Listen,
we wear the same size?
Like I said,
I wear like a 9, 9.5 in men's. You wear, what, a 9, 9.5 in men's?
The reason the cabins... are the best is because a cabin also has the tranquility, all right, the tranquility of nature that you don't get at a beach house, because there's too many beach houses and you got people. Even if you had a private beach, which is rare to get a private beach, you're still sharing that private beach with a bunch of other people. Unless you have millions, that private beach is not that private.
Neither is the fucking forest.
No. But as far as people wanting to go, people being up in your business, coming close to your cabin, that's much rarer. You can have a cabin in the mountains and it'd be the only cabin for a couple miles. A beach house, there's no...
There's beach houses where there's not another house for a couple miles.
All right. I mean, good luck with that level of money. Just I think that my thing is much more accessible.
Okay, let's see. Hold on. We got the information. 183 bear attacks in North America between 2000 to 2015. And there are over 40 bear attacks around the world every year.
Oh, I see. I see.
So wait, how many people died from getting attacked by a shark last year? And then how many people died from getting attacked by a bear?
Okay. The deaths of both will be much lower, because some people get slapped by a bear and then they run. And if the bear doesn't chase them, they live.
Because I saw this video of this lady. She was just like hiking. And then this bear came up and just started like tapping her on her legs and just like sniffing her and shit. Mm-hmm. I think they know we're afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're just like, hey.
Yeah. It also,
I'm gonna go fuck with these people. Be right back. Like, they can shoot you. It's like, nah. They jogging. I'm gonna be all right. They jogging. I'm gonna be all right. And then they just go through smacking white women in the legs. And then they stand really still and they're like, all right. And then they start, because like this video, like he was tapping her on the legs. He was licking her on the legs. Then they just started sniffing the other lady. And then he just walked away.
Yeah. I mean, I think the screaming, the screaming also lets us know that lets bears know we're afraid.
Well, sharks, I don't think, can hear. And it's hard to scream when you're underwater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be wild if a shark caught a scream bubble in his ear.
Is that a real thing that happens, or is that just some cartoon shit?
I don't know exactly. Okay, this is going to sound very dumb.
I tried it as a kid. We all tried it as a kid. Mm-hmm. You were in a swimming pool, and you went underwater and tried to scream, and nothing happened.
I feel like, okay, this could be completely wrong. So I'm letting you know right now. I'm not saying I'm right about this. I feel like what happens is when you scream underwater, the sound waves come out of your mouth like they would if you were above water, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But the air bubbles aren't full of the sound waves. So it's kind of like how dolphins taught us sonar is because they're making those noises and the sound still goes through the water. The sound wave still travels through the water, but it's not in the air bubble that came out of your mouth. So they probably could hear us if they were close enough and if they could like hear well, but they're never going to hear us like that because that's not how, like, I would love if you could scream into a bubble underwater and a shark bites it and their mouth is just full of screams. That'd be amazing. That'd be incredible. I just don't know if it's the case.
I just like that a shark biting a bubble. Like, just some human screams in its mouth.
I can't imagine screams taste good, you know?
It's not even how they taste. It's probably how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Just a little rumbling.
It's like, that's what it feels like. Just, and you're like, I didn't ask for that. I was just trying to eat something, and all I felt was.
Now wild. I gotta kill one of y'all.
I have to. Why would you do this to me? I'm a good shark. I'm out here just swimming and shit.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make me. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get offered to go on like a trip with somebody, like if somebody goes, hey, let's go on a trip, where would you want them to ask you to be going?
Would you be more
excited to be going on a cabin trip or on a beach trip?
I think it would be cabin trip for me because I know that with a cabin, we're getting way less personal. You know, I'm not going in and out of the house that we're renting while people are trying to change into bathing suits and stuff like that. I'm over here just like, you know, I'm going to read over here. Maybe y'all want to read over there. Maybe we play some board games. Maybe we watch a movie together as a makeshift family. All right. Maybe we just take a walk. We take a nice snowy walk. We enjoy the silence, the sound.
So you're saying that for a cabin to be enjoyable for you, it has to be wintertime. Because you keep talking about cold shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think, so you know what I will say, though? The one edge, and maybe you're into the spring as well, but the one edge I give cabins over beach houses in the regard of season is that a fall cabin is just as amazing as a winter cabin, just in different ways, because you're watching the leaves change and it's like not as cold. So you get a different type of like hike or a different type of wildlife around you. Like you're still seeing the squirrels and stuff. It's just a nice breezy season, you know? I can concede that the spring at the beach is also probably great because it's not as hot. So it might even be better to a certain degree.
So I can concede that fall in a cabin is probably great because, again, leaves are changing, you know, we're about to go into the hibernación. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. And like winter in a cabin is so, and then like, you know, because the thing is like when you're in the mountains and it's like summertime,
mm-hmm.
with all the leaves, you really can't see the forest for the trees because all of the leaves, you can't really see anything.
It was your point, but you still said it like you didn't want to say it. You were like, this are the leaves or the trees.
it was a cliche thing. But like,
you said it like I had said it 9 times already. Like,
it's like, oh, this stupid point I gotta make again. But no, so like, if you're in the like the cabin and summertime and all these trees, because you know, because they are, you know, deciduous and not evergreen. You know, they got all their leaves and stuff just being green and stuff and. You know, you can't see the other mountain because all the trees and shit. In the wintertime, all the leaves are gone. And you're like, oh. There was this guy I had started dating, you know, the mechanic years ago. And we went on one date and then he wanted to take me up to like this mountain timeshare up in the mountains, like for a date, like to spend a weekend with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, my answer was like, I want to die on my own time. But, like, I sometimes regret not going. But I also know I didn't know him well enough
mm-hmm.
to enjoy a weekend in Las Montañas. Like, in a cabin in the mountains as a second date?
Yeah, you can't really beat yourself up for that one. That's just part of life where you were being cautious. And it's one of those things as well where, like, I look back at that time, even in the pandemic, I'm like, man, I should have just bet it all on real estate. And then I'd be in a different tax bracket right now, you know, but we don't know what we don't know.
We don't know what we don't know. And plus, my mom was like, no, just met this man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you want to die on your own time? I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm not going to murder you. And I was like, that's what murderers say.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's also what people who don't murder say. So it's like there's really you're
tomato,
really stuck between
tomato.
And a hard place. Nah. Tomato, tomato, to murder.
Tomorrow. But no, it's fine. He's not my husband. I don't know who is, but wasn't that guy. So I can say that I've never understood when you go to cabins in the woods. Why those people don't have curtains?
Oh, that, okay, to be fair, I will give you that. I've stayed at cabins and I was like, there should be some, give me the choice of looking outside. Like, don't give everyone the choice of looking in.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie.
This?
If I keep going to cabins, I'm gonna start bringing my own curtains. I am. I can't do it again. The last cabin that I stayed at, it didn't have any curtains. And I was like, so whoever rolls up to the house, and don't get me wrong, we're far out. So it's not like but still, you know, should have brought my own curtains.
Should have brought my own curtains. I would have brought extra sheets and just thrown them up. But the windows are so big and they're so high and there's never a ladder. So I'm like, I don't need it to go all the way down. I just need it to go above my head. It is the wildest thing. But you know what always has curtains?
What?
Beach House Baby Boy always has curtains. Always has curtains. Might even have shutters. You're not seen in that house all day. Also, you get them doors right. You kick a cool breeze through that hole. It's a nice time. Okay, just being able to be at the beach and then, ooh, let me go up here, get a little drink. Get a little beverage, right? Because should we tell the people? You know what? Let's tell the people. So I have put together.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What a wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were capable. I did not think.
Always expect the unexpected, baby. So listen. I think, hold on. I think we can figure this out. We're two people who are doing well.
Okay.
We got, in the words of my mom, we got good jobs, multiple revenue streams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what if we find a way to practically figure this out?
Yeah.
So it's, we go on a beach trip and now we have to go on a cabin trip.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
sure.
I haven't been on enough cabin trips to have a good
reference point for
reference
what
point
they're like.
Multiple,
yeah.
Right. And multiple ways to show you that you're incorrect. So like I need, but you have to show me ways that I'm wrong. Like, you don't agree. Like, you're going cabins. You're going hard for a house made entirely of wood in the mountains, right? I'm going for home beachside manor, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we test these things?
I mean,
we're going on a trip, baby. We got to do a trip.
I'm with you. I'm just saying, I think that there's going to come a point where the people listening have to ask themselves, we have to ask ourselves, do you go for like a fun and loose summer or spring or super cozy fall or winter? And I think
But the thing is, it's curling up with a book, sitting up, chilling in the cut.
Don't forget the board games.
You can do board games at the beach. You can do card games at the beach. You can have like outside. You could do cornhole. You can, you know, ring toss, horseshoe. You can do all these things. You can outdoor game it, baby.
You can. It's a different energy, though. It's a totally different energy to everything that you do, whether you go to a beach house or you go to a cabin. Because, you know, when you go to a beach house, you'll even see it. Spring break is a great example. You get the beach houses. Hey, nobody's really trying to cozy, you know? Everybody's trying to smash. That's just life, you know?
Whoa.
That's a real thing. That's what.
That's if you're going to like a beach house with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to a cabin with your friends. It's like we have like resorts and stuff. Like there's not really like a lot of winter resorts unless you're going skiing. And guess what happens at winter resorts? People trying to smash.
Sure.
I think a resort situation is just people trying to smash.
A resort situation, that's true. I just feel like the potential smash at a winter resort is a little bit more cuffing. I think it's slightly more, this is going to be the person for the trip, as opposed to like the beach is just like, you know,
it depends, because if you're at a resort and you're there for a certain number of days, you it's like camp.
Mm-hmm.
If we hook up, we go to, if this is a 2-week camp, we're together for 2 weeks. Now, if it's a 3-month camp, that's a different situation.
Well, look, I think this is a perfect time to kick it to you, the listener. You know,
have
we made our points or any points at all?
Great question. What the fuck have we been talking about for the past, 45 minutes?
At least.
Did we help you figure these things out?
Where do you stand?
Or did we do what we always do and just tell you stuff. So, you know, tell us what you think. Is it beach? Is it cabin? Or are you like, I don't like either one. I just want to go to a lake.
Yeah, a lake. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's just dirty water. It's been around too long.
Right. At least the ocean moves. This is new water every time in an ocean.
We just want to say thank you so much for rocking with us, being great listeners, always hitting us with topics and ideas and everything. You can check out Hold Up wherever you listen to podcasts. You know that because you're listening right now. But you could also tell a friend. Tell a friend and see what they think. Maybe they agree with me. Maybe they agree with Dulce. Maybe you can have your own arguments at home. It's like a board game, but we're talking.
Yeah, and we need to come out with the Hold Up board game or app or any other ways to talk to people about things that make us go, hey, hold up. And please, 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 if you have topics for us to talk about, we're going to try our best to talk about them, or we might get confused and start talking about crab legs again. Because what an attack on the Black community. I mean, truly.
Yeah. Like, it's starting to feel personal.
It's feeling very personal because I am somebody who we've been in a crab boil place before. You know, we cat. We get it in, baby. Mm-hmm. You've never seen Josh Johnson break down a crawfish. Bruh, the young man is from Louisiana. Don't sleep on Josh Johnson. Me and Josh are going to the beach, baby. I'm taking Josh to the beach. I am going to put this together. We are going to figure this out. Should we do a hold up? Should there be a part three? Should there be a part three?
That'd be very funny.
Listen, we went summer, we went winter, and now we at the beach in the winter. Look at God. Won't he do it? Look at geography just working. I'm taking Josh to the beach, and then Josh is going to take me to the montañas, to the cabon, because I want to see if this man is right. I'm going to be under all the blankets, okay? I'm going to be drinking two cups of tea at the same time. All right, I'm going to have a real book and a Kindle and try to see if I can beat myself catching up on my reading.
Fair enough.
Or I'm just probably going to just challenge Josh to Uno games and bother him all day.
You can lose anywhere, okay?
Whoa! You have never beat me at Uno. Ever.
Y'all, thank you so much for listening to Hold Up.
This
y'all have a great rest of the week into the
How
weekend.
How dare you?
And we appreciate you. We love you and be safe. God bless.
God bless. And you have never beat me at Uno. Put my name in the streets like this. Fuck is wrong with you?
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.